Right, we're back after that short break in the studio. Amy Begg, Sarah Winrow, Sophie Barraclough, and of course, Drew. Drew, I was a bit shocked there when I asked about Josh Kelly's tackle, and these two answered the question before Amy got in. How did they know? So he's got a hard tackle. That's all we needed to know. He's good at everything, is he? Yes, Amy. It's no use going red, Amy. You've got to talk. I take it by your silence that he is good at everything. Right. What I'm looking at here is the junior setup. I'll go to Drew first. Under 8s, under 10s. And the ladies are going to coach them. Is that a good idea?
Yeah. it's not a coaching thing, is it? They'll be less serious. Amy's got to coach them badges.
No, I wasn't on about that. I know these are good. Amy's a good coach. I'm on about the vodka smell. Amy's good coach?
Yeah, well, she's got her badges, hasn't she? She's in the FA. She can learn from people, so better coach than I'll be anyway.
Yeah, I forgot you're in the FA. How's that going?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, any nice postman calling to see you every day?
Yeah, I've got a creepy postman that calls in and tries to feed me up a bit.
She calls me creepy and she's sitting on my knee. And that's creepy. Now get on your own chair there. So how many of you juniors, what's your junior setup like then? Have you coached them yet or are you just setting it up?
It starts on Saturday. The first training session is 10:30 up at Blackberry Lane.
Right.
So we're hoping to get a good show out. We've got under 8s mixed and under 10s girls team. And we're looking just to start off small and hopefully get a bigger junior setup because at the moment we've got nothing.
What is it? Do they have to pay or do they just have to turn up and you're going to set it up?
We've put, I think it was £1 for a session and we're just going to go for that for now. And then when we start getting them into competitions, obviously we'll look at reassessing whether they have to pay or what we're wanting to get the team into the junior league start in September. So
that's very good. I coach under 12s in there. They're tremendous, but £1 a week, just to start off, is excellent. What do you girls pay?
15, yeah, a month.
A month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that for the whole year or just the season?
Yeah. So that's end of season two included.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. And is it tracksuits? No?
No.
No.
It should be.
That's why I never buy one.
If you could throw a tracksuit, how much do you pay, Drew?
25.
See, now that's wrong, that, you see. They should be paying 25. They're up to 45.
They don't get anything the same as us, though. We get 2 training sessions. Yeah.
Is it only because
and they get 2 kids?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And you haven't seen them on a night out. They pay off in different ways.
It's just shows. Oh, Drew, that didn't sound great, did it? Hey, you're on radio now. You can't. It's like watching two lovebirds here. They're feeding each other Domino's pizzas. You might as well have brought Dominic in with you.
Yeah.
Hey. So the junior setup's good. Money's quite good. Right, what's next and what you got lined up this summer?
We're looking to get the girls into the summer league that we're trying to set up for all new teams and any new potential players we're looking to get.
Anybody you got your eye on? Anybody you want to try and poach now on radio? Bassey does it, so you might as well.
We've got a 16-year-old girl that's just came down that plays in Nets now, but there's not many girls her age that start trying to get into football, especially a new club where she hardly knew anyone. She just rang Amy out of the blue and said, can I join? Well, you don't see where if you put something like that on that they can all go down, see what it's like at other teams, and then join in with them.
Do you know what I can't believe that these girls haven't done? O'Brien's Mrs. Leslie. She'd be good at the back, wouldn't she? Go on, say something nasty about Andy.
No, I love Leslie. I love Leslie. I wouldn't say a bad word about her.
It's all right, she's in witness, you can. She's not bad. She's not a bad footballer.
Oh, yeah. Apart from the time that she's now got no groin because she did the splits drunk.
Oh,
but
did you see it? Unbelievable. Right, now I know all boys in general have been through a lot of changes, committee-wise as well. How's that going? Who's in charge down there now?
Wall. Well, it's literally a completely new setup with a committee where it's younger people now wanting to know what... I'm not saying it was bad last year, but every time we wanted something, they just wouldn't listen, where now... We go to a committee meeting and say stuff. Where's me on it? Tommy's on it.
Kerry's on it.
Two girls, three girls on it.
Yeah.
So everyone from every squad's in it to have a say. Where last year it was 5 people that were, none of them were players.
So who's the president? Is it Wall?
Wall's chairman.
Yeah.
And then?
Kate's secretary.
So that's a change there as well.
Yeah.
Kerry's treasurer.
Kerry's treasurer.
Yeah. And the rest of it.
And the rest of it just committee members. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get a picture of the committee. I don't think you're going to say no, to tell you the truth.
Everything no, we have to say fair. We're quite good.
Yeah.
Everything's been getting done. The clubhouse is all being redone up. And
which we all chipped in as a team. We had like a fun day last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That raised loads of money.
What was on an all boys pitch the other day? That was...
it was an Easter thing. It wasn't... It was like...
It was mobbed.
I know. There's some guy that like does events. That's his job and just wants to use the Glen. So it's easier if he uses us. Gives us a bit
of... Do we get anything from that?
Yeah, he gives us a bit of money for it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, if the taxman's listening, all boys haven't received anything. Okay.
Oh, no.
And then TT Week, you've got TT Week as well. Yeah. Who's in charge of all that? Because your bookings must be sky high now.
Dean Turton.
Yeah.
Has got he's got like a website that you go through now, Wall.
They do bookings.
And hopefully some of the lads help out, otherwise.
Well, but Paul, we've already got a load of advanced bookings as well, haven't we? Yeah. So I think we might be pretty packed during TT.
Well, I used to help out just do a bit of cooking down there for you and go through the night. The security, imagine somebody somebody says, what's your name? I say, I always used to say Dominic Winrow. Put ginger hair on and like, with it, like, well, TT must be a good little money spinner for all boys, keep you above
above board there. Well, we've been doing alright apart from like our new tractor we bought for about 20 grand for some reason. I don't know how it costs that much because it breaks every 2 seconds, but I reckon we've done all right for our first season, because literally it is a new committee apart from Paul, who, let's be honest, isn't going to do much on the committee either way.
He just drives his taxi up down there. So now I haven't seen him do anything. Girls, when you're playing football, I noticed the floodlit cup, and I'm sorry you're out of it, but do you like to play at the bowl on artificial or on grass?
I like the ball.
I like the ball, to be fair.
It's a bit more predictable with girls' football when we don't know where the ball's landing. The girls are all out of sorts.
Exactly.
With the grass, especially up at the pitch.
Have you been in any finals?
No.
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 not this new squad, no.
Well, that's your coach's fault. It's not your fault, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah.
As good as our coach.
Yeah.
We've been saying that.
No, I'm not very good.
No.
No, you are. You're getting better. Back in 2 minutes. Right.